I think the first time we saw him play was as a ninth grader on our ninth grade team. He was nowhere close to the big, tall individual he is now. He was a small, young man. He started off for us as a center, but remarkably moved away from the ball as he got older and older. Looking at long snappers, you forget how terrific of an athlete they actually are. Danny in high school had the ability to play tight end, had the ability to play quarterback. He played defensive end for us. But there wasn't a position on the field where he really couldn't help us out. We had a gentleman on staff, Walt Derry, who was a long snapper at Virginia, who had been working with Danny as a long snapper. And he came to us one day and he said, "You know, fellas, if Danny sticks with this, he can make a living doing this." And obviously he's been proven correct. Anytime as a coach, you want to try to positively impact your players as best you can. You have to push them. You want to instill some work ethic, which for most of them, especially Danny, it was already there. You just wanted to help guide it, inform it, and wish the best for them.
Aiken to snap it.
What an outstanding young man Danny was, and is. Just a terrific hard worker. I think, honestly, a single play comes back into my mind from his senior year, down late in the ball game. We made a change with how we were attacking them. We were able to put us down by a point. We huddled up, got in the huddle, and I remember saying, "All right, boys, y'all got us here. What are we going to do?" And there was no doubt. Danny said, "Let's win this thing." Went for two. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out for us in such a good way. We came up just short. But I think of that that courage, that winning attitude, that's what I think of when I think of Danny Aiken.
That was Danny Aiken's path to the NFL.